I want to speak for a few minutes on the doors of the church are now open. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, the doors of the church are now open. Most of us think of when we say the doors of the church, we think about the salvation call, the ministry to let us know that it's time now to make a decision. Every decision we make opens a different door of our life. I don't know about you, but every decision that I've made in my life has opened a different door in my life. And when God says, open the doors of the church, or when we hear that phrase, many times we connect it with, I'm about to be saved. If you've been in church long enough, amen. I'm about to give my life to the Lord, amen. That's important, but only if we take it in context. We have to know that we know that God is in control, amen. That we have not called ourselves, but that God has called us. That takes us to a different place, and I really want to get this message through and make sure that we're grounded here today. Amen? I got this revelation as I was in my bed most of the week that this revelation is beyond what I even thought or that I even imagined. God revealed this to me in a time where I was just looking for his hand, his restoration hand. God, move in my life. That's all I need you to do is touch me. Just touch me. And God said, well, the doors of the church are open. I said, what you mean? I'm already saved. But the doors of the church are now open. I said, what do you mean by that, God? He said that there are things that I want to do in your life, that I want to show you in your life, that are beyond your understanding, that are beyond your imagination. Just hold on to God's open doors, amen? The doors of the church are open, amen? So when she said that scripture on Wednesday, I was like, wow. God, you're taking us to a place where no man has gone before. We're not looking for a new revelation, but we're just looking for an understanding. That you grant us an understanding according to your knowledge, amen? God does it in our life, amen? When we think about doors and we think about places we go and places we see, God does it all the time. He did it for Jacob in a desperation time. He said, it's a stairway to heaven. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I end up or where I'll be. But Jacob, fleeing from his brother Esau, had a dream and saw a stairway from heaven and the angels descending and ascending. He saw open heaven. Amen. And more than anything else, God wants to show us an open heaven. Amen? Come on, you have a stairway. You have a place where God is showing you where you can go and where he can come to touch you. Amen? Come on, he recognized that in that place he was at, he saw that the gates of heaven were open. And they were doing something in his life. Come on, the doors of heaven have yet he gave him a command to the skies above. He said, here, skies, show man what I can do. The doors of the heavens, Psalm 78, if somebody will go there. Psalm 78, verse 23.
8, verse 23. Yet he had commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven.
Amen. The windows of heaven, the prophet Malachi taught the people of Israel that if they tithe, amen, faithfully to God, he would open the what? The windows of heaven and pour out so much of a blessing, they wouldn't have a room to receive it. Amen? Come on, it's an open heaven. Amen? If we don't understand that and we don't receive that and hold on to that revelation from God, that we'll miss it every time. Amen? A door in heaven after this, I looked and there before me, and there was standing an open heaven. Amen? See, some people has never seen or witnessed an open heaven in their life. They've tried to pursue godliness. They tried to live righteously, but they've never witnessed an open heaven in their life. Amen? See, I'm talking today about the doors of the church are now open. Amen? It's when we get this revelation and understanding through the wisdom of God that we can receive heaven touches us as we touch heaven. Amen? Come on, you hear me pray often and timely that as we touch heaven, heaven does what? It touches us. We pray that God's will be done and heaven comes to us as we have sought heaven. Amen? So we have to know that as we live out obedience in our lives, as we live for God and our understanding of God and his revelation to us, doors start to open in our life. Amen? Is there anybody in here who needs an open door? See, I don't know about you, but I need God to open a door to do something I can't do for myself. Come on, there comes a time in our life where we need the doors of the heaven open and God talking to us as we talk to him. Come on, after this, I looked there before me, standing in the open heaven was God. It was just in a revelation. It wasn't in a figment of my imagination. It wasn't something that I wanted to see that I see now. It is God moving in my life through an open door. Come on, and he said we wouldn't have enough room to receive it. Come on, it's a divine revelation. Come on, a door in the open heaven. This is looked at there before me, and God shows us. John the Revelator saw this. Come on, John the Baptist saw this. He saw open heaven and what God could do in his life. See, when we look and see doors and God standing in the revelation and stuff happening in our life that we cannot see before, it's the key of what God wants to do. Come on, a trumpet sounded and said here when John the Revelator was getting his revelation, he says, come up here and I will show you what must take place. After this, and this is Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, write that one down. John saw an open door. Come on, he said it was a what? It was a revelation. It was an open door. See, it's the keys to heaven. And sometimes it takes the hardness of life. It has the difficulties of things that happen in our life that lead us to this revelation that God opens doors. Amen? That no man can shut. Come on, somebody say the doors of the church are open. Come on, prayer, prayer, prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Come on, that's what happens. People start praying. And stuff start opening. And openings start happening in our life. It's the keys to open heavens. Come on. Keys to open heavens in verse 9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and it will be found. Knock and the door will be opened to you. That's Luke chapter 9. And everyone who asks will what? But have we saw the open heaven? Come on, sometimes we go on the spontaneousness of hearing what God has said and not really receiving it because we think it's not for us or it has not manifested for our lives. Come on, sometimes we believe in a lot of things that go on in the spiritual realm don't happen for us. But I can tell you it happens for us. Amen. It happens for us. Come on, all we have to do is knock and the door will be. Come on, do we believe that, church? Amen? Come on, we get to a place where we need divine revelation and divine things happening in our life. And the scripture says, he who seeks, thanks, John. Yeah. Yep. Thank you. He says that he who seeks will find, and he who knocks, the door will be what? That's all we need sometimes. It's for God to open up the windows of heaven. Amen. And the door will be open unto you. Come on, look at somebody and say, not just for you. It's for me too. It's for me too. Come on, it's for me too. See, for everyone, I love this scripture. For everyone who knocks, the door will be what?
Open.
And everyone who asks, the door will be? We can't even say it. Come on, if that promise is for me, I'm going to say it loud and clear.
Amen.
God, that's for me. I'm going to say it so that you know it, so that I can receive it. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, it's meaningless to pray and not think I'm going to get what I should get. It's meaningless to say I'm going to ask and get what God wants me to get and don't get it. It's fruitless to know that I serve a God who answers prayer, and when I pray, I don't get it. Come on, things happen in our life so that God can manifest himself. It's an open heaven. It's a revelation of what God wants to do. Thank you. It's of what God wants to do. And we have to bring into ourselves that as I pray, I'm going to get what God says I'm going to get. Amen. I'm going to receive what God says I'm going to receive. Because the promise is the one who seeks is the one who will find. Come on. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm getting some help right now. Amen. 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 Y'all stay with me, please. Please stay with me. You get this revelation today, you will be different. You will be different. And I will be different too. Amen. Come on. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. And the door will be open to you. Come on. There are three levels of prayer. There's three levels of prayer. Hear me now. The first level is the level where I'm just asking. And many of us, that's where we are. We're just asking. And in that prayer, in that time, sometimes we receive. But right now, I'm just on the level of just asking God. God, what is this? How is this? When is this going to happen? I'm just asking God. But the next level of prayer is a simple prayer of knowing, God, what am I? What am I here for? And what do I do? Come on. And the last one is knocking. That means I'm here, God, and it didn't happen, so here I am again.
Amen.
Come on, that's what we have to get to, so we don't just accept the word and not just say, God, is this your word? It's the divine revelation that God wants to give. Come on, when we're asking, when we're seeking, and when we're knocking, that's the only three levels of prayer. Because in those levels, there's petitioning, there's simple requests for our needs and our desires. Come on, and then when we're seeking, then God says, if you continue to do this, then you will find it.
Amen.
Come on, God's only thing is, in James, he said, just don't ask because you're selfish. Come on, just don't ask because you're selfish.
Amen.
Do it because you know that's God's will for my life.
Amen.
There's three levels here that I have to pray. And in those levels, I have to pray. I have to give God the glory and the honor. And I have to have the revelation that comes with my expectation. See, because expectation is the womb of every miracle. It is the womb of every answered prayer. Come on, some of our prayers don't get answers, and some things don't manifest in our lives because we don't make the decision that, God, I believe you. Here I am again. I'm going to talk to you about it again. Amen. Come on, we had the woman dealing with the unjust judge. He wasn't good. He wasn't no good, but yet he was the judge. And she would go to him time and time again and say, avenge me of my adversary. And he says, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. These people take care of me. I ain't doing that. But he finds that here again and again that she's keep coming back. She keep coming back. Avenge me of my adversaries. I need your help. I need your help. This is my request. This is my petition. I need your help. Come on, when we're praying like that, we got an expectation. Come on, when we're praying like that, we know we need something from God that we have not been getting. Come on, something starts changing in our life when we pray, pray, pray. And expect, expect, expect. Amen? Come on, we seek God knowing that God can answer our prayers. But when we start seeking God that because I want something and I need something and that's all I want and all I need and not just for what he can do in my life, we don't have the revelation of who God really is in our life. Come on, sometimes we ask him for shoes and we really need feet. Come on, sometimes we ask him to be healed and really we ain't never been sick. Come on, it is the test of our faith and the test of our testimony where we are and where we're going in life. It's how we view God and what he wants to do through our lives, amen? Come on, the scripture told us in Proverbs that we have to make sure that we're looking for the open heaven and the open doors in our life. Sometimes the doors are just shut and they're open, not just because God wants to keep them open or deny you. Or your prayers are just asking selfishly. You're asking amiss. You want them to stay around a little longer. You want them to do a little bit more. We always got our selfish prayers. But there are some prayers in our life where God has a remedy for our life. Amen? He has a remedy for our life. And we're not asking for the remedy. We're asking for somebody to give me the solution. But the remedy is when we seek his face and know his hands, that God does something supernatural in our life. Amen? Come on. It is how God lives in our life. And when we reach each level and understand each place, we become like that widow. And she kept going back to that judge and said, avenge me, avenge me. And the judge eventually said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to take care of this for you. Not because I want to. Not because I have to, because I'm tired of you. You keep coming here, you keep bombarding me, you keep making your requests. I know what you want. I know what you need. And it still keeps coming up for me. God says, just make your request known to him. Come on, he takes us to another place. He does another thing in our life. But we got to have an expectation. We got to have something in our life which we believe. Amen? Yeah. Which we believe. Come on. And then we'll reach that level where he says, I got to do it. Even if he didn't want to do it. I got to do it. Come on. We got to reach those levels so that when we get to the level of receiving, we're at the level where there's an open heaven. And we can receive from God. Amen? Come on. The throne of grace is an open heaven. We talk about it all the time. We pray about it. And we deal with it. But the reality is, it's just an open heaven. It's another part of our life. We talk about, I'm going to the throne. We know the scripture. But do we have the expectation and the revelation to receive that which God said you'll have? And we can go to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. Come on, in a time of... He already know what you need. Come on, Romans 8 says, before you even came to me, I already know what you need. Come on, and what you really need is an open heaven. You need a divine revelation. Come on, you need God coming to you and you going to God. Amen? Come on, what can shut the heavens in our life? You asked, and I know you didn't, but you asked. Amen? Come on, what can shut the heavens in our life? And this is the key part here, too. Not only does God have an open heaven available for us, but we can sometimes what? Shut it, the door. We can shut the door. Come on. Sin can shut heaven's door for our lives. We want right. We want the the divine revelation God wants to give us, but we keep what? Shutting the door. Come on, we want God to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than I can ask or even imagine. But I always find myself shutting the door. Amen? Come on, we don't need to shut the door in our lives. That's one of the biggest ways we shut our prayer life up. We shut up what God wants to say to us from heaven here on earth. We deal with ourselves and what God wants to do in his manifestation for our lives. And the real manifestation is that he needs an open door. He needs an open door where God can move and breathe and have his way in our life. Come on. There's no rain sometimes in our life or the manifestation of the fruitfulness in our life when there is no shut doors in our life. Amen? Come on, we shut all kind of other doors, and we shut out people in our life and other kind of things, and we take them off. You ain't my friend no more on Facebook, and you don't take their calls no more. We good at that. We good at that. But when are we going to get to the place where we allow God to give us the open rain? Amen? Come on, give us the open revelation of what you want to do. And the only way that can get open, the open rains can happen in our life is when doors are shut in our life. Amen? Come on, we got to pray and believe God as we seek the favor of what God wants to do in our life, that these doors stay open. Amen? Come on, sometimes we close to other people and close to other ideas and close to other things to do in life. And when we do that, we're not just closing them out or cutting them off. What we made a decision to do is I want to cap myself off in heaven. Amen? Come on, I'm only going to do this, but then you'll realize what you're saying is I'm only going to get this too. Amen? Come on, that tricks my mind sometimes when I say, oh, I ain't going to do that. Because if I say I ain't going to do, or I'm not going to do in the proper church, amen, that I miss what God wants to do in my life, amen. Come on, that's why people who serve God with gladness, they have an open door of their life, amen. They can't wait till the next thing God's going to do or the next thing God's going to manifest in their life, because I've been praying for an open door, amen. Come on, if you expect things to stay the same and you always want to do the same, then guess what? You've capped off heaven in your life, amen? You can keep on praying and you can keep on expecting, but you're not doing nothing different. Come on, it comes a time in our life where there has to manifest in our life where God has a door or a window that he can pour things out and open up in our lives that's going to change everything about our life. If we can't get to that place and know that God's going to do more than we ask or more than we imagine, then we just stuck on silly. We stuck. But God can do more than you think and more than you ask and more than you even thought that he was going to do. Come on, that's because our prayer life has opened up. Amen. And now God has opened the windows of heaven. He's done some things in our life that now no man can shut. Amen. Come on, stop shutting up heaven. Stop shutting up the resources in your life. Stop saying, well, I don't like dealing with them. You just shut off heaven in your life. Come on, I know you don't like how they do, but they're the sandpaper that's going to keep you smooth in your life. So instead of not inviting them to the meeting, make sure they sit next to you in the meeting. Come on, we got to learn how to get to God and how to keep the doors of our life open from God. It's when we have the revelation that we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength, amen? That means I acknowledge that it ain't about me, amen? Come on, when we say, oh, I don't want to do that, or I don't want to do that, or that you do that, and that's not me, what you doing is shutting up heaven in your life. Come on, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a try. I'll make sure I do the best I can do. Come on, that's where you're giving God a chance to do the best he can do in your life, amen? Come on, too many people put the limits on God. They shut the door on God. Just because they think in their mind that they can. And once you think in your mind that you can, then guess what? You can. You done talked yourself into it before you got started. So we've got to get to the place where we have an open heaven because we've shut off some doubt in our life. We've shut off some misunderstanding in our life. We've allowed God to speak through us and do things in our life that I never thought I'd do or even imagine or say in my life. Come on, you don't get to places where God wants you to be thinking you can't get there. Amen? Come on, stop backing down. Stop backing out. Just stop saying, that's not me, or I don't know if I can do that. If God said you can do it, if the thought come to your mind, then guess what? You can do it. Amen? Come on, if you can prophesy, or if you can prophesy, then you can do all things through Christ. Amen? Come on, don't be afraid to step out on the water. Don't be afraid to get out there in the deep, in the deep end of the water. Amen? Come on, where the catch is. Amen? Come on, Peter said, I can't get the big catch because we already did it the way I thought we should do it. But now I can't do it the way I think I should do it. But now when I do it the way God says I can do it, and he said I can do it, I see an open heaven. See, a miracle is just an open heaven. Come on, when limbs start growing back, when people get their sight back, when we see miracles, and people picking up their beds and walk, then all we're seeing is an open heaven in their lives. Amen? So guess what? If they can get it, I can get it too. Amen? Come on, stop watching people get blessed and say, my blessing's on the way. Amen? Because if God can do it for you, he can do it for me. Last time I read the scripture in James said, God's no respecter of persons. He makes sure he reigns on the just and the unjust. Come on, just because you think you don't deserve it, just because you done messed up some things in your life, just because some things didn't go right, just because you slept with the wrong person, don't mean God can't turn it around for your good. Amen? He can do it. He can challenge you to be different. He can challenge you to do different. But you got to expect to open heaven and close the door that shuts heaven in your life. Come on, we got to know it. We got to know it, church. I feel some help coming on. We got to know it. Because if we know it, that God can do all things, and then we can work our lives, amen, and receive what God wants to do in our lives. Come on, challenge yourself. Come on, some people want to see the extra mile of the open heaven, but they don't want to go the extra mile of the open heaven. So what it costs you a little time? So what it costs you a little bit of money? So what it costs you a little bit of inconvenience? So what? You didn't want to do it. Do it anyway. And watch the open heaven. Amen. Come on. My best blessing is the blessing I got when I didn't want to do it. When I didn't want to say it. When I didn't want to give it. That's when I got my best blessing. It's because I went beyond myself. And I saw the open heaven that God had for my life. Come on. If you're doing things in your own strength. And you think only God, the only thing that God can do is what he wants to do in others and not you. Come on, God can use a vessel, an empty vessel especially, so that he can fill you up and take you beyond where you are and take you to where he wants you to be. Come on, he's an amazing God. Come on, I heard him say, he's an amazing God. Come on, he's an awesome God. Come on, he can do more. He can do more than we even ask or think. Come on, see, there's things that we do that shut heaven's doors. And we wonder why this not working. And why that ain't acting right. And this ain't happening the right way. Come on, it's because we have shut the door. Come on, and trust me, some of us have slammed that thing. They ain't just shut it. They slammed it. You know how when y'all mad, when you all upset, I slammed that door. Man, about to fall out this shit. Good God, am I? Come on, sometimes we got to make sure we watch what we do. Because sometimes it's our mouth. Come on, what we say. How we frame our own world. Come on, some things ain't working out just because of what you saying. Instead of praying, you shouting. And you talking about stuff that don't have no relevance. Come on, keep going back and back to God. And leave the door open. Amen? Come on, that was the other title I had for this message. Leave the door open. Amen? Because we need to open heaven for our lives. Come on, I don't know about you. There come times in our lives. And if you live long enough, you'll need those times. But I need to open heaven right now, God. I need you to work on my behalf. Amen? Come on, I need you to work on my behalf. Come on, First Kings 8, 34 to 36, if y'all could get that scripture. Y'all all right? All right. You go to First Kings and read.
First Kings chapter 8, verses 31.
Mm-mm. Come on, Rita.
8:34. Then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land which you gave to their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, when they pray towards this place and confess your name and turn from their sin because you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servant, your people Israel, that you may teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on your land which you have given to your people as inheritance. When there is famine in the land,
mm-hmm.
pestilence or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, when the enemy besieges them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people of Israel, when each one knows the plague of his own heart and spreads it out his hands towards this temple.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Amen. See, God knows that when there's sin in the camp or there's things in the land or things going on, he does what? He closes the door. And then the hardest way he closed the door, Israel, many times was he did what? He caused a famine. And where there's no rain or no water. See, most that was the biggest thing about famines. Yes, there was no food and there was a desperation of food, but there was no water. See, water can sustain you even when you're not eating. There go my fasters. Say, amen, amen. Hey, there go my fasters right there. I know that's you, because everybody else said, where you going, Pastor? My pastor said, I've done it, and it's worked for me. Amen? Yeah, it does. And toothpaste, all good. Amen. Yeah. And so he says he'll send the rain on the land. All he wants you to do is what? Look for the open windows. The open windows, the open heaven. Come on, look for it. Because it's there. It's there for our lives. It's there for what God wants to do in our lives. Come on. And then he said he would do what? He'll give your people for inheritance, the land. Why? Because you now are looking for open heaven. Come on. See, when things went wrong for Israel, it's because they look wrong. They shut the doors of what God wanted to do right in their life. Come on, and people still do it today. I'm always looking right for something to happen in my life, but I keep shutting my own door. Come on, people will sit up here and hear the word of God and say, and Sister Pat used it today. Oh, not Sister Pat. Who did the offering today? Sister Kana. All right, I got it right. All right, it did. That was a year ago for me. Amen. But what she said is Malachi 3. But he said there was conditions attached to that. He said, and if we don't understand the conditions, see, that's all it's really about, is understanding the conditions. And sometimes we say, oh, yeah, that sound good. Or sometimes we say, oh, that sound bad when we start talking about the curse part. One way or another. One way or another, we make a decision about what we say. But the reality is we open or shut heaven's door. He said, if we do it, that means it what? It was a condition. So it's wrong for me to say that if I'm not doing it, that I'm expecting it. I can't tell you I'm expecting it and don't do it. That would be against what? The promise of God. And that would be against the word of God. But I can say for a fact or for a certainty that if you do it, you will be blessed. You will have an open what? You have an open heaven. You have it. And sometimes that might mean you might get a raise, you might get an increase, and you might have more and still be broke. I'm just getting off the top layer, y'all. Come on, and still be broke because you don't know how to handle your money. Come on, we got to be practical even when we're trying to be spiritual. Because if you don't know how to handle your money, all the promises in heaven ain't going to help you. Well, y'all get quiet. Maybe I need to stand up and lay down. Amen. And maybe y'all really get interested in this sermon. Amen. Come on, I'm just speaking truth. Come on, I'm just telling you the truth. Because we can talk all spiritual, and we can say we're doing this and we're doing that, and then why we got so much need? Come on, we got needs that we want to do and things we want to do, and I said, God, you through your scriptures and what I'm doing, I should be rich, but I'm not rich right now. Right now, I want to add that. So what happens in our lives? So there's some things that we miss. There's some things that pertain to life and godliness that God has already given us that we miss. We real godly on one end, but where's the spiritual end? Have I touched that part? Or is the heaven closed? Have I shut that door? That part of heaven in my life, have I done that? See, because things will be different, I believe. Because God's promise is that he's given us everything for life and he put life first. See, because if we understand life and what the things that God has called us to do for this life, then guess what happens? The godliness will come. Come on, I've done some things in your life to touch you. Amen? Amen. Okay. See, sin hid his face from us, surely, in certain areas of our life. But if we expose it or show it, then guess what it does? It gives us the opportunity to correct it and make it different for our lives. Come on. So he says that we should now hold our iniquities to have separate to hear, but not be separated from our iniquities. Iniquities have separated us from God. Amen. Come on. All God is saying is the door has been shut in so many areas of our life. Come on, your sins have hidden your face from you so that you will not hear what God says. And that's Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. The third part of a shut door in heaven is wrong motives. Why do I want this? That's why God says some of our prayer is amiss. Come on, why do I want this? How do I want this? Is it just for me? Is that I just want to have something happen good for me? You know, it's wrong motives behind our prayers. You know, it's what causes fights and quarrels, and James says, among you. Because you got what? Okay, I got half the church. Just half. They're still in Isaiah 59. Come on. If we don't analyze that, then guess what we have? We'll still do wrong motives. Come on, why you want that job? Why you want that woman? Why you want to deal with that man? Come on, why? Why? Come on, sometimes that's how the quarrel starts, with you. Come on, why you want to do that? Why you want to take that job? Why you want to be in that group? Why you want that position? See, sometimes it's wrong motives. We got to examine our motives, because if we have the wrong motives, we immediately don't shut the door. We slam the door. Because you don't want it for the right reasons. Come on, some people have been scheming and conniving for the longest of times, and they're still expecting God, do something great in my life. Do it, God. And then every time we look around, it's not happening. Because many times we have to find and analyze my motives of things. Why do I want to do this? Come on. Why do I want to go take her out for dinner and go to a movie and be nice to her? Hey, you got wrong motives. Why couldn't you just take her out for a movie and take her out for dinner and just be nice to her if you have the right motives? Come on. When you got the wrong motives, all you want to do is just, I'm going to take you out. Come on here. I'm going to give you some dinner. What you want to eat? Because at the end of the day, you got wrong motives. Then guess what? She gonna slam that door on you. Come on, it's all about our motives, amen? And once they figure them out, they figure you out, amen? It's not an open heaven in your life, amen? Where you do things with the right motives, and you do things with the right intentions, and then watch you see the blessings that you get. Come on, things just happen. And people just do things for you and in your life, and you're wondering why the favor of God has ran all over you. Come on, my son was doing something for me this weekend, and I can't remember what he was doing. And I said, I need you to do something. And I gave him a little money for doing it. And then he came back. When he came back, he did something else because I was kind of down. So he was doing it. And then he came back and he did something. I said, here, I didn't give you enough here. He said, nah, I don't need your money. This is where he blew my mind. All I need is your favor. If I could run and shout, I would run and shout. But that was a personal testimony. Sometimes you're preaching and teaching, you don't know who you're preaching and teaching to. But he said, all I need is your favor. I've been telling him that for years. And all of a sudden, this day, you figure it out. Amen. Come on, you don't need no more money because you blow through that like water. Amen. All you need is my favor. Come on, sometimes that's all we want from God. Oh, God, rain on me, breathe on me, and all we need is his favor. Amen. His divine favor is better than life. Come on, we can't pay for his blessings. We can't pay for what he want to do in his life. Come on, it's like being married. Come on, when your wife do something good for you, and she taking care of things, my wife been nursing me like a newborn baby. Now she had to take care of the baby, amen? So guess what? When she say yes or what, I'm like, what you want? How can I give it to you? When you want me to give it to you, how can I do it for you? Because I know her favor is better than any money and any honey-do list the opposite way, amen? Come on, it can change your life. Come on, that's when you get a different mind. When you done gone the long haul and she done went the extra mile and no questions asked and just doing it. I know every time she like, but she do it anyway, amen? But she do it anyway. So she knows how to make sure that she keep the heaven open, amen? Come on, can't no doctor come in and do it? Ain't nobody come around and pray you out of it. Come on, it's only the open heaven, amen, that's going to change things in your life, amen. We got to make sure we have the right motives, amen. Y'all still with me? Come on, we're almost there. See, when we have that, then God does some things in our life. And then we'll have to wonder if it happens. It's going to happen, amen. Come on, we don't need to be knocking on the door when God done answered the prayer, and Peter on the door, and Lydia answered the door, not Lydia, but I don't remember her name, but she answered the door, and she shut the door, and ran back and told the people who they were praying for, Peter, that Peter's on the door. And they was like, he on the door? We've been praying for him. Come on, it's like when people are sick or something happening in their life, and then people say, well, they was praying for him. I'm thanking you. I know you was praying for me. That's why I'm here. Come on. It's shock. Sometimes we get shocked that something happened that we thought was going to happen all along. We was believing God all along for open heaven, but in our mind, it was a little bit of a closed mind. It was a little bit, help me with my unbelief mind. But all the time, there was a significant want that God opened the heaven. Amen? Come on, when I believe, when I pray, I believe. And I'm going to leave it right there. Because if I'm going to pray and I'm going to doubt, then we might as well not have prayed. Amen? Come on, it's the people who tell me they're praying for me or not praying for me that scares me. I want to see an open heaven. Amen? I want to see the manifestation of your prayers. Amen? Come on, that's why I don't know. Y'all better come to prayer on Friday. Sister Shirley been praying for me about losing my taste. And all this week, I done lost my taste. And you done been on my mind. I've been like, wait a minute, what's she doing? I ain't tell Flo because Flo might believe that I'm about to lose my taste. But she said, not lose it, but all right. But when you pray and believe, it can happen. But if you pray and you don't believe, you might as well don't even pray. Come on, pray and believe that it can happen in our life. Come on, don't go through stuff and live through life on somebody else's revelation or expectation because you done capped off heaven in your life. Come on, it's still open. It is still open. See, I want to rabbit trail, but in Genesis, when God dealt with Noah and the flood, if you read the scripture, how the flood occurred was through an open what? Heaven, I help. It was through an open heaven. But Noah didn't know and didn't have an expectation how the flood would occur. And sometimes we don't know how the flood is going to occur in our life. But we should, he still what? Expected it. How do I know that? Because he built the ark. And how do I know that? Because the rains came. But how did the rains came? What happened? Okay, I just want to make sure. If not, y'all go read Genesis. And figure out how the rains came. It wasn't because, like we see it in the clouds, heavens was open because God's promise was about to take place. And what Noah could believe for was now about to happen in his life. Come on, it's the same thing for us. If we can believe it for it now in our life and trust God for it, what we didn't even know was possible, which never even happened on the earth, can now become what? Possible in our lives. And then guess what? I can believe now that there's an open heaven. Come on. And then when God was finished doing what he was going to do in heaven and to reveal it to Noah, he did what? Opened up earth and showed us what can happen on earth. And every day they had to do what? Go to the window and figure out, is it over yet? So now that I can receive the blessings that God has for my life. Amen? Come on, it's the practical things. It is the scriptural things that God wants to show us through life that gets us to the place that we can believe his divine revelations in our life. And then we can now live that when I pray, I'm believing God. I'm believing that what I'm praying is about to happen. May not know when it's going to happen. I might not even know how it's going to happen. But I'm going to keep on building. I'm going to keep on showing up. I'm going to keep on backing off the naysayers because God said it's going to be open heaven in my life. Amen? Come on, can anybody believe for an open heaven, oh Lord? Come on, can we believe our God for an open heaven? Come on, the lack of prayer closes heaven. Come on, it closes heaven when people don't pray as God wants them to pray. Come on, evangelism is not going to mean anything to us if we don't pray.
Amen.
If we don't expect. If we don't see people that I've never seen, that I can act like just because I ain't never seen them didn't mean that I wasn't expecting you. Come on, some of y'all going to get it. Just because you're here, don't act like, oh, you're here. You're here today. Oh, I didn't know you would ever come to church. Then guess what? You wasn't looking for an open heaven. But if you come to church or you're on a divine assignment or you're doing some prosperous work evangelizing people through witnessing people in the streets and you don't expect people to be ready for you when you come, then you wouldn't pray. You wouldn't expect the heavens to be open. But when you're expecting the heavens to be open, then guess what? You don't treat visitors like, oh my God, there's a visitor. There's a visitor today. No. I expected you to be here today. Come on in. Take your seat. Which one you want? Make your seat. Make yourself at home here. We were expecting you. We're glad you're here. Don't know your name? What's your name? Yeah, glad you're here. God said you were coming. I'm glad you're here today. Amen. I'm glad you're here today. So glad to have you. So glad to have you. Come on, we got to act like we're believing for open heaven. That it's going to happen in my life. Come on, it amazes me when people think when they get healed that it's some divine miracle like God did his first one in you. Man, I'm struggling. Y'all don't have to struggle with me. Y'all can still be excited. Amen. Come on, don't act like this is some divine thing that happened that God never could do or never will do again. No, we expected God to do it. That's why we're thanking God and rejoicing with the God of our salvation. Amen. We knew he could do it. We didn't know when he could do it. We didn't know how he could do it. Come on, if you go in the hospital with me and you don't believe they're going to get healed and they ain't going to get restored, then let's not go with me. You stay there. And I'll go there believing God can do anything. He can do the impossible. Amen. Come on, we don't know how he's going to do it. He might take you home. We don't know what's going to happen. But I'm believing what the word says, because if I can believe, I can receive. And it's not a miracle. It's just what God wanted to do in your life. It's just what he wanted to do. Come on, when people are going the extra mile and they're doing things that opens the doors of heaven and open the windows of heaven in life, and they're receiving blessings that they cannot receive, it started because you already believe. That, and you're not doing this as unto men. I'm doing this as unto God. And I'm going to start receiving it because it's the window that God's going to open that's going to bless our life. Come on, I pray for everybody in this church. Because if you get blessed, I get blessed. If the window of heaven is open for your life, then it's open for me too. Amen. If you got the best that God can give, I'm going to get it too. Amen. Come on, because God, that's a God, that's how God works in our life. And we got to believe it. If you got a raise, guess what? Who said that? What did the boy? Oh, okay. What the boy, look at that. What the, I get a raise too. Amen. Come on, that's how God works in our life. Come on, he triggers something in us to make him greater than what than we can make him. Come on, that's why David always said, magnify the Lord with me. See, when we keep him small to our circumstances, come on, can't make a payment. Come on, got a head cold. Come on, having a difficulty. Come on, we make him small. Come on, when I need a divine miracle, when I need God to open the windows of heaven, to open the windows of heaven, to bless me that I can never even ask or imagine. Come on, now, out of this world blessing. Come on, there's so many fish, I need help to get this load in fish. Come on, that's the miracle is, I believe God. Come on, that's why when Peter came back, he got the catch. First thing he told Jesus is, whoa, I'm a sinful man. Why? Because he didn't believe him the first time. And all Jesus saying, if you can believe me the right way, you can receive me the right way. Come on, here comes the kingdom of heaven. It's being open to your life. It's being open. Here it is. Come on, that's why when they started preaching they started preaching repentance. They started preaching repentance and the kingdom of heaven is coming unto who? To who? Thank you. Somebody claim it for yourself. It's coming for me. Don't claim. They already claimed it. Claim it for you. The kingdom of heaven is coming for me. Come on, he wanted them to know that he has something for them. It is the open heaven. It is a pathway. The place where God wants you to have. Y'all all right? Yeah. I done went over. I don't know why, but I done went over. Amen. Come on. Jesus' teachings on prayer in Matthew 21 of verse 22. Melvin, can you get that, please? Matthew 21, 22. I just want y'all to get this revelation. Because if you can believe God and have an expectation of an open heaven in your life, things can change in your life. Not because of something somebody did, but because of how you believe. And if you can believe the right revelation and understand God's voice and his obedience that he's called you to, then we can stand in the high places. in the places in the past. Melvin, okay, because I can deal with you like that, man. Okay, okay. Because you know I love you, even though I bust you out in the church. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I can't deal with everybody like that. We're short in the church. What did you say to me?
I receive.
All right. Amen. Thank you.
Matthew 21, verses 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
Amen. Amen. If you believe. Amen. Come on. Can't nobody make you. Somebody trick you. What do you believe? It's about the convictions of our heart that keeps the heavens and the earth, the heavens and the earth receiving and the heavens open. Amen? Come on, that's all Jacob saw, that God's going to keep giving to you and you're going to keep what? Receiving in your life. Come on, no one, when things are shut off, when the increase not there, some things is God trying to block you from and keep things away from you. It's still an open heaven. Come on, he's just trying to keep you from asking for them extra hours and then I ain't seen you in a month. Ask about that promotion, and I ain't seen you in 2 months. Come on, it's an open heaven because God's showing you the heaven is still open. It's still open in your life, but what are you believing him for? Because when God gives a deposit on the earth, he's also taking a withdrawal. And there's some things in our life that we need desperately, that we should be getting desperately in our life. Come on, some of us need more peace. Some of us need more joy. Some of us need more understanding. Some of us need to walk in a lot of the fruit of the Spirit. Some of us need these things in our life more. They need more and more and more. And we think it's less and less and less because we don't understand how God can be blessing me and I feel this way. No, it's because God needs to take away certain things in our life that you know is being manifested from heaven that you're getting these things. Come on, some people need to have more self-control. They got to be more temperate. They got to be able to have more patience in a matter of things. They got to have those things growing in them. And God's still showing them, and the heaven is shut. And you're thinking God not blessing you. He's trying to bless you, but he can't bless you the way you want to be blessed. Come on, God want to bless you sometimes the way you don't want to be blessed. Come on, blessing ain't always money. Let Uriah say it, it's favor. Amen. Boy, it ain't always money. Sometimes it's favor. Sometimes it's favor. God, I don't need another $100. I just need your favor. God, I don't need another $150. I just need your wisdom. God, I don't need another $1,000. I'll take it. I don't need another $1,000 a week to fulfill your blessings. Well, I'm glad you've given me what you've given me. And given me life as you've given me. Rain on my life that I only have room to receive. Have you done it? Well, the windows of heaven are still open. Just because it ain't money. Just because it ain't that new Lexus you've been wanting. Just because it ain't that new truck you've been wanting. You still blessed. Come on, you still bless. Come on, we got to walk in that blessing, amen? And then guess what? When we receive the open heaven, the blessings will come. They will come. They will come. They may not come how you want them, all right, but they come how he want them, amen? Come on, God hears prayers. He hears our prayers. He heard the prayers of Elizabeth and John. He heard the prayers. Come on, he hears our prayers when we pray. And he makes sure that he opens heaven so that we will receive them. Come on, God, when God hears, when he hears from heaven, amen? When he hears from heaven, that's what we want. We want him to hear from heaven. See, God hears from heaven. 2 Chronicles, Melvin, 7:14.
Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land.
One of our favorite evangelism scriptures. But really, can I tell you, God's just dealing with us. Because he said, if my people, he brings it all in a relationship. I'm about to close. He brings it into a relationship. He says, if you have a relationship with me, if I'm about you, and you about me, come on. You humble yourself. We can start right there. I could preach a whole sermon on that. If we're going to get from God and receive from God, he said, humble yourselves. But the second part he says, and pray. What did he do? I'm just trying to help us here. He put the practical in front of the spiritual. And sometimes we try to put it the other way around. I'm going to pray and be dignified about it. And then I'll be godly. Don't work that way. Don't work that way. Come on, that's why the scripture says, he rebuked us and said, you have a form of godliness, but in your lifestyle, you deny the power thereof. What that mean? I don't look for open heaven. I pray sometimes. I do sometimes look for God when I'm in crises, when I'm in trouble. Oh God, I know you're there. He been there. He just show up because you messed up. He just show up because you messed up. He been there. See, the call is, if my people would first humble yourself, and then what? Pray. If we don't have no humility in how we seek God, we got to come to him with humble hearts. Because I already know you can, and I already know you want to. My only position is, when and will you? Come on, that's what keeps me humble. It's never can God. It's when God. When will he? How will he do it? Come on, when will he do it? How will he do it? He can do all things but fail. But when is he going to do it? In my life. And we got to make our relationship personal in how we deal with what we're going to get from God and how we're going to live for God. Make it personal. Come on, we know if you ain't humble, but yet you still think it's an open heaven. Come on, sometimes we go beyond arrogance, and we don't allow God to allow our hearts to be humble. So then what? I can pray. And not pray without believing, but pray with the open heaven in mind. Say, God, we thank you. Come on, that's what I said. When we come to him with prayer, with what? Prayer and thanksgiving. All right, somebody get James, Mel. What? Say it again. Okay. James 4. Okay. See, we got to pray. And then as we pray, we got to come with the expectation. See, God puts it together for us all the time, and we think he's just telling us about revelation here in Second Chronicles. No, he's talking about us personally. Why do I say that? Not only because he said, if my people, because where's that word if is what? The condition again. This is the condition. If my people would humble themselves, pray, seek his face. Come on, he's dealing with our conditions. But sometimes we don't deal with the what? Conditions. See, it's quick for us to say, well, God can bless me if I tithe. But he also can bless you if you're humble enough to receive a blessing. Come on, sometimes Humble is dealing with our pride. My wife been telling me for 3 weeks, sit in the chair. She probably say longer than that back there. And guess what? About 3 weeks later, Earl comes to me. Get a chair. He give it to me like she don't give it to me. You did? But you late. Earl told me about a month ago. I know. But you was after Earl because of the way he said it. He said, what you got, pride in here? What you got, pride in it? We laugh. But he checked me. He checked me. See, he checked me. We laughed about it. But he checked me. Because there are no idle words. My wife been telling me. Because she lived with me. She said, don't let that happen. Don't let that. Do what you got to do.
Amen.
Till you get what you get.
Amen.
But it wasn't until he told me. Nah, I ain't going to get no lazy boy in here. Get a lazy boy. No. This too will pass. Trust me. It's going to pass. Because there's going to be open heaven. Amen. It's going to be open heaven. God's going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to do it in our lives. Amen. Come on, buddy, check me. Just that's exactly what the word should do. Come on, don't matter how we get it, who we get it, when we get it. If it check you, let it check you. Come on, I can't get higher or grow anywhere if I'm not being checked. Some people, they close the doors and close the windows of heaven because they don't let nobody check them. They get pissed off. I'm sorry. They get mad. Who you telling what to do? Well, I got this. Then God can't check you. God can't check you. Come on, we got to allow God to check us. Come on, I'm not going to get mad at you. Trust me, I've been around too long to get mad at you. I might be a little pissed off for the moment. Since y'all accept the word. But I'm not going to get mad. Because I have to do what? I got to check myself. Come on. Because if I'm not receiving, if I can't take rebuke, then guess what? I can't get an open heaven. And if I can't get an open heaven to receive from God, then every week I get up to preach, I can't get a revelation. I can't even expect to get one. Because God said, why am I give it to you when you ain't going to give it to nobody else? Well, somebody should have got excited on that, even if I couldn't. Amen. Woo! Come on, church. If you can't receive it, how you going to give it to somebody else? Oh, that's why people still tripped up, messed up, still fighting every week. Because they quit to give you that speck that's all over you, and they can't handle that plank. You walking around, don't even know where you can go. Well, how you even going to get there? But then you quit to say what somebody ain't not doing right, or what somebody's done wrong, or how things working out. You know, the reality is there's some places you haven't checked in your life. And because you haven't checked it, God won't let you check. Come on, somebody get here in the scripture. Come on, it's the reality. And I ain't going to call you out or check you here on public right now. Maybe later. Only if I'm led to. Only if I'm led to. Because some people get what? They get hurt. They get hurt. Come on, it's just like a coach coaching a team. And some of the players, they can motivate in their face. Come on, get it together. You can get it here. We need you. There's other players, you can't say nothing to them because they fall back in the shell. He yelled at me. He talked to me like that. He talked to me like that. Don't see him for a few weeks. Don't see him for a few days. Won't talk to you. Sit on the other side. Wave at you a difference and meet and greet. Sometimes they don't even want you to know they're at church sometimes. I ain't see you all Sunday. Yeah, I was here. Where were you? Come on, we got to deal with people different ways. Come on, the scripture says in Jude, some you got to snatch out of the fire. But there's some that you got to be gentle. Come on, and win them that way, because you can't win them snatching them out of the fire. They can't take it. They can't take it. You shut what? You shut heaven up on them. Because the way they're built, the way they are dealt with, then guess what? Then you have to understand who people are. Come on, I asked a lady in meet and greet. You a visitor? She said, no, I've been here two or three times. I said, oh, my God, I need to know my people. I got to know my people. I might say the wrong thing at the wrong time, and you know. Come on, it's about what? Knowing your people. Because if you don't know them, you'll hurt them. You'll hurt them. Everybody not move the same way. Everybody not moved by the same reactions. Come on, some people think everybody's supposed to be dealt with hard. And they call you something else if you don't. Take it. Like a man. Or a woman. Take it. Take it. You can't take it? Get out of here. Come on, that's the way they do it. Come on, and everybody's leadership is not the same. Everybody got different leadership styles. And some people expect for you to come at them with a knife and a sword. I'm going to get you, or God going to get you. No, God not like that. He wanted the window to stay open. He wanted to stay open. And when we know people, some people need a good kick. They need a good rebuke, a good chastisement, because they're out there. They may be in church. They may be even being faithful in some of the things in church. But you out there, how you do things in your life. And your godliness is not where it should be. And the heavens want to be open to you and what you can do and how God's going to get you there. But you won't allow it. Because you're still doing stuff. Come on. And you can't keep doing stuff and expect things to change in your life. Come on, you got to do it in your life. Come on, let God do it in your life so that the windows of heaven will stay open for you. Amen? Come on, whatever it is. Come on, whatever it is. Pride. Come on, the ability to say, I ain't praying. I'm not praying. Come on, God wants you to pray. Come on, he wants you to do the practical things with the spiritual things. Come on, don't think you can just do all spiritual things and be a super Christian. Because your heavens are still shut. You still expecting stuff to happen in the natural that's still not happening in your life. Why? Because I have not allowed the practical things to happen in my life so that I can see God reign on me. Come on, I love that song. Rain on me, breathe on me. It says what? Shower down, send your blessing. Am I right, John? Send your spirit. See, he got me right there. Send your spirit, Lord. Right, because what? That could change my life. Come on, it's in vain for me to sit up here and pray, and you know I got all kind of unforgiveness shutting that door, and bitterness shutting this door, and hurt shutting this door. Come on, and vanity shutting this door. Come on, if I got all these things and all this thing shut in my life, and shutting the door of my life, then how can I expect God to keep the doors of my life open? Come on, can't do it. Won't happen. Come on, we got to expect God to do what we cannot do. Come on, can't have the pride of life. Come on, if you got pride, then you had to back down. Back down and say, God, you can do this. And if it don't happen, then it won't happen because the heavens are not open in my life. Come on, we can't have that. The pride of life, all those things. They keep us from the windows being open in our life and us receiving the best, our best life now. Come on, when I start seeing people changing, when you were one way and doing one thing, and then I start seeing you different, then all that means is you're seeing the open heaven in your life. Come on, when I start seeing us stop watching our budgets and seeing what's going on money-wise in people's lives, then that means, oh, you're seeing the open heaven. Come on, it's not always in finance. Sometimes it's just in understanding. And sometimes it's just in organization, order in your house, order in your church. Amen? And when that start getting right, then guess what? Now you're getting more productive. You're doing more things. And then guess what now? You see a different part of open heaven. Come on, it becomes different. People are single now, getting married, because now they've gotten different elements of heaven open in their life. Some people married never should have got married. Yeah. That many? Somebody stay in the stool. Amen. Good God of mine. Come on. That's the one or two supposed to say, yeah, Pastor, that's 5 or 10. That's right. Come on, we got to make sure that we're applying the practical things that we know, so that we can get the open heaven things that we have not seen. Come on, that's what God said. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor has it what? The things. Come on, yeah. You don't see, we that's where we go to. We don't finish the scripture. The scripture don't stop there. Come on, what does it say? It said, eyes haven't seen. I got that. Ears haven't heard. I heard that. Has not entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them. See, we come on, church. Come on. That's one of the key scriptures. On a, receiving from an open heaven. It's because I have an expectation and I understand what God wants in my life. So guess what? I may not have seen it yet. And I may not have heard it yet. And it may not have entered into my heart yet. The things that God has prepared for them who love him and are according to his purpose. I just add that in. That's why I didn't say. I just added that in. Amen. Come on. We got to live in an open heaven, church. Believe in God for what we have not seen. For what has not even yet, even started to penetrate in our hearts yet. God says, I can do it. And God says, I will do it in your life. But we got to receive it, church. And we got to believe what God says he can do.